Hey, welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. We are so excited about our conversation today. We have none other than lead pastor of the Rock Church Los Angeles. Pastor Donnie is in the house today. So I want to encourage you guys to stay tuned. Not only are we going to hear a little bit of the origin story of our new church plant, but we're going to hear about Pastor Donnie, Pastor Nicole, their heart and some of the things that they're excited about and how you, yes, you, can be praying, can get involved in what God is doing here at the Rock Church Women Outreach Center and the Rock Church LA. So again, we want to thank you. Let's welcome Pastor Donnie. How are you doing, Pastor Donnie?
I'm doing good, Pastor Antonio. How are you?
All right, man. How does that feel? Lead pastor.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, it does, man. But you know what? It's what God wants.
Yeah.
And whatever God wants to do, we're going to step into it and just do it.
Yeah, I love the way you say that. It's what God wants. And that's kind of been the whole journey for you guys as you get ready to step out. We have a launch date, which we'll talk about here shortly. But what I'd like to do first is kind of just give a little bit more of a backstory. I know Pastor Dan has talked about it various times throughout the year, because I feel, when was the first announcement? I know at birthday he gave a date, and then at vision at the beginning of the year he gave, but wasn't it birthday last year as well? Do you remember this? You probably remember a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago at birthday.
Okay.
Prior to that, Pastor Dan was on sabbatical.
Yeah.
And while he was on sabbatical, he got a word from the Lord. And I remember Pastor Dan saying, I didn't think about Donnie. I didn't want nothing to do with anybody at the church right now. I was just trying to be with God myself.
And yeah.
Just be on a sabbatical with my family. And I remember him saying when he was on top of a roof somewhere on a building, he just said, he looked out and the Lord said, tell Donnie to go to Carson and ask why I'm here.
Right.
Now, when he told me that, I was like, where's Carson at?
Yeah.
I thought it was Nevada. He goes, no, it's Carson, LA.
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, okay, why am I going to go down there?
Yeah.
But, you know, out of just being obedient to what the lead pastor here at the Rock Church was asking, I've always walked in obedience, mm-hmm. so I wanted to make sure that I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you and say, I didn't go the next day. I took some time before I went because I kept thinking, I don't know if I can do this. Why do I want to do this? Like, what is God going to say? But, you know, man, when we got down there, it was very clear in what God wanted.
Yeah.
And what God said.
So what did happen? What did God say?
So my wife and I, we'd never been to Carson before.
Right. Pastor Nicole. Yeah, we love
Pastor
Nicole.
And as we were driving down there, we were driving around and just praying. And we ended up in, like, Carson. And then, like, a few minutes later, we ended up in a real nice city. And she was like, oh, this is really nice. I go, yeah, but this is Torrance. This isn't Carson. So we got to turn around. So we turned around, we went back, and then we ended up at the city hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really realize where we were until we got out of the car after we parked.
Yeah.
And we ended up in the city hall, and man, when we got out of the car, we were walking, clear day, hot day, and I'll never forget this, but we were walking, and we were in the middle of, like, this area that was just a bunch of trees and sidewalk and a few benches on the side. And my wife and I were walking, and we were just praying. And she reaches out and grabs my hand. And when she grabs my hand, she goes, God, you said to tell Pastor Donnie and Nicole, what am I doing here? And that's what Pastor Dan repeated. And as we said it, wind blew out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And God said, I want a rock church in this city here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right then we knew, like, okay, God,
mm-hmm.
if this is what you want to do, then we're going to do it.
Yeah. No, it's so good. I know I've heard you share that testimony a few times, and I know you probably got to get used to sharing it because you're going to have to remember what God said, you know, and I'm sure you've written it down and you guys have shared that story with loved ones and friends. And now as it's been released to the church as a prayer point, you know, the Rock Church is behind you and we're pumped because it's going to be a Rock Church. It's one thing
absolutely.
To plant a church and being sent by a church, but you're also going to be part of the Rock Church family.
Oh, 100%.
So exciting.
Like, there's no, we have no desire to be our own church.
Yeah.
And I've made this very clear to Pastor Dan and Jess, like, this is what God said.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Rock Church here in Carson.
So what does that mean to you guys? Because again, for more backstories, I don't believe Pastor Dan and Jess said it has to go be a rock. And that means it has to look like X, Y, and Z. But that's something that you guys have felt heavily. What does that mean to you guys?
So to us, we've talked about it. And what it means is we're an expansion of the Rock.
Right.
So we're going to take the DNA here from the Rock Church San Bernardino.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it to LA. We love what the Rock Church is doing in San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. We see the fruit of what God has done.
Yeah.
We've seen the lives of people that have been changed here, including ours. We met here at the Rock Church and got married, like, because we met here. Mm-hmm. And so the Rock has been a huge impact. All three of my boys grew up in children's ministry here. And then for a season, we went and helped plant a church.
Yeah, a Rock Church.
A Rock Church for a season in Riverside. Mm-hmm. But we knew, like, that when God said a Rock Church here in Carson, it was an expansion.
Yeah.
So how does that look? We know we're still praying through it.
Yeah.
We know that we're going to carry the DNA of the Rock.
Yeah.
Will we do everything like the Rock? I can't say 100% because cities are different.
Culture context, is different. Of course.
But the heartbeat of the Rock, my heart has always been, if someone here from the Rock comes and visit, they come back and say, man, I felt like I just left a Rock Church.
Yeah. Well, take us through that journey, because I remember when I came on staff 20 years ago, you were on staff. You were on staff as an IT person. And I can't help but piece together and wonder the journey along the way for you guys. If you guys have done different ventures, different jobs, worked in different ministries, how it all kind of led to this. Have you been able to kind of pinpoint or look back and say, wow, look what God did here, and he was actually setting up here? I know you've shared some of the testimony, even at your church when you were working with youth, but then it really led to so on and so forth. Share some of those things. What I'd like to do in this conversation today, and for those of you listening, is not, you know, maybe you're excited and you're listening because you want to know the story of the Rock Church plant. Or maybe you are looking at something yourself because you feel God has put something on your heart and you kind of wonder that story. Either way, I know that you can take away from this conversation, and Pastor Donnie's testimony and story of where they're going is really going to really bless you. So if you could walk us through some of that.
Yeah. So walking you through that, years ago, we were here on staff as IT, like you had mentioned, and loved it, enjoyed it, and just did it because that's where God had me at the season. But during that time, I was serving under Pastor Richard Avinoeva and Michelle as youth, as you know, a youth minister.
Yeah,
not a pastor, not a director, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Just a youth volunteer. And while serving, I just began to fall in love with teenagers, and over just began to fall in love with the next generation.
Yeah.
And poured into them as any way that I could, whether I was preaching, whether I was doing small groups, whether I was just being a shush monitor in youth ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone at youth ministry knows what that is, it's the one that walks around and goes to the teens when they're talking. It really didn't matter. It's just wherever God placed us. My wife oversaw the dance team here. It grew so much that she had two dance teams, a junior team and a varsity team. Yeah, I think you remember that.
Like, I do.
You were part of youth ministry. And, you know, we had a great time, man. And then there was a season where God had called us to another church, which was the Rock Church Riverside at the time. And Pastor Tom and Heather Flores, and we went down there and helped them. And we stepped into a youth pastor role.
Yeah.
And during that time, I was working there part-time and working a full-time job as a software company, as you know, an IT technician. And I continued just to be faithful in what God put before me. And it wasn't long that I ended up working full-time for the church. And I was taking on not just youth, but young adults, as well as restoration. And his assistant for one season, I was an associate to the main pastor. So when he was gone, I was covering services, doing announcements, preaching on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights on rotation. So yeah, we just followed anything that God put before us. Yeah. Antonio was just like, every step, we were just in obedience.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, man, we didn't understand why or what God was doing. And I won't forget it when God called us back to the Rock.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I was thinking, God, I had already worked there for 8 years. I've been on staff a long time, and I've been here for 8 years where I'm currently at. Why are we going back to the Rock?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad thing. It was just a thing where I was like, I don't understand this. Mm-hmm. But then when we came back, I saw God unfolding things. And I do remember something. I remember my wife and I both said, I don't want to do youth ministry again, God, because we've already done this 15 plus years, almost 20 years now in youth ministry. And I feel like we're just at that place, you know, and God said, I need you to finish off. Mm. You're not done.
Yeah.
And so when Pastor Richard, you know, had decided to move on and Pastor Dan had that conversation with me, I was like, okay, because God said, do it. Mm-hmm. And anything God's always told us to do, we just do it. At times, we wonder why he's asking us.
Yeah, yeah.
At times, we wonder why, oh, are you sure, God? Like, I've already done this, but the Lord said, just do it. And so I remember stepping into it and doing it. And I look back now and I say, I know why God brought us back to the Rock. Mm-hmm. I know why God had us do youth ministry for that season. And all of this to say, like, every step, like even being with Tom and Heather and learning and growing in ministries and running different ministries, even children's at one time I was overseeing, I learned how to do church.
Wow. Yeah.
And I learned a lot of different things. And then coming back, I learned how to do a lot of different things in the church world as well as on the business side of the world because of where I worked as well. And now I look back and I say, man, what a way of how God will take us through a journey before putting us in the position where he wants us.
Yeah. Almost as if God knew what was going to happen, right?
Well, you know that God knows, right? But we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like he can't give us every step until we walk into every season. Because through this, there's been challenges in every season.
Yeah.
But I know this, that if I didn't overcome these challenges and I allowed the enemy to keep us, I wouldn't be going where we're heading now.
Well, obviously, God was developing the faith muscle, the practical muscle of those things. And it's so cool to see how in those times, because I'm sure some of those felt heavy. Some of those felt like, I don't want to be doing this. But all those were a preparation of the next season. I think that's the encouragement for the listener is, you know, you guys might be going through a season or a time that doesn't seem like it's setting you up for the next season, right? You feel like, man, God's placed this vision, this dream on my heart. But what this thing that I'm doing doesn't seem to match up. But God can, he lines all these things up. Because you probably didn't see how... Well, let me ask you this, Pastor Donnie. When Pastor Dan asked you to go, you had to have some sense of, well, there's a possibility that this might be what God is asking us to do. Is that something that resonated with you guys? Had it been something that you had thought about before, envisioned, were prepared for the idea of being lead pastors? Had there been previous things that God had placed on your heart, desires? What's some of the backstory there?
I think, you know, that's a good question, but I think when Pastor Dan asked us to go down there, I think we just knew that God was going to speak something that was going to be more than what we've ever thought.
That's good. That's good.
And I think because of that, it kind of put a not a fear.
That's maybe why you didn't go right away.
But that's why I didn't go right away.
Right.
And I just knew, like, when I went, like, I had to be obedient.
That's good.
And stepping out into it, the obedience, and doing what God asks is where God will then meet us.
That's good.
Now, going back to some of the things you said was very interesting because I didn't know that saying yes to this was going to put so many challenges before us.
Yeah. What are some of them?
And you had said something like, oh, you know, when we say yes, you know, to these things, you know, sometimes things take place that we didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just be honest with everybody.
Let's do it.
Like, you know, I've shared about some of this on a Sunday night while ministering and things, but saying yes to this was a major cost.
Mm.
And I think when you say yes to God, not to put fear in anybody or not to scare anybody, but I want to be 100 with you and be real, that when you say yes to God, there's always going to be some opposition from the enemy because he doesn't want you to step in to the plan that God has for your life. And so let me just share a little bit. When I said yes to this, out of nowhere, bro, I got hit with an autoimmune disease out of nowhere.
Yeah.
To the point where I was losing weight.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep weight on.
Well, you were healthy. You were strong. Healthy, you were in the gym.
I used to be fit. And I got so tired of people saying, are you okay? Mm. Because I was getting skinny and I was looking smaller. And I had to go through some stuff. On top of that, out of nowhere, my wife, who's like the most beautiful person, and maybe I'm being biased because she's my wife. She's a very beautiful girl and pretty woman of God. And out of nowhere, bro, she got hit with this mental thing that just took her out for over a year. She wasn't preaching. She wasn't speaking to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was hiding. She woke up. And depression, woke up some days not wanting to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And so all this stuff was after saying yes to what God had for our life. So we could have given up, Antonio, and been like, man, I can't do this. But I always knew, like, if this is what God wants, and Pastor Dan had said this in a message before, the reward is greater on the other side.
Amen.
And just saying yes had caused a lot of opposition from the enemy, man.
Yeah.
To the point where he has tried everything he can to silence us, to take us out, and even my kids, but he's not going to win.
Amen.
And I know when we step foot in Carson, oh, there's going to be revival in the land.
Amen. Come on.
And God's going to show up.
Yeah.
And people's lives are going to change. And people are going to get saved. And people are going to get healed. And people are going to get delivered. Why? Because I know that's the plan of God.
Amen. That's so
and
good.
I know that's the DNA
yeah.
of this church.
Yeah.
And I know that's what they're sending out.
Well, that's so good, Pastor. Thank you for being so open about that. I think, you know, we'd all like to think, oh, yeah, we're willing to pay the cost. But what happens when... It's time to pay the bill, right? It's in one thing in theory, but you actually lived that with some of those challenges, and not to speak negatively, but those costs will continue to come, right? You'll continue to face opposition and challenges, but it is really cool because as you are on the other side of those challenges, you've developed faith and a faith muscle, as I've said before, to prepare you guys for the next challenge, and that you've seen God be faithful to get you guys through those.
Absolutely.
Which has only fueled that fire. And I can sense the excitement whenever I talk to you and Pastor Nicole, both the excitement that you have for the assignment in terms of, while there might be some nerves on some of the practical, the excitement to just what you said, to see the people of the city that you're called to and revival in the land and hope and healing and restoration. Now, you are big on personal restoration. Restoration is a big part of your story. You've been involved with restoration here at The Rock. Maybe share some of the things that what you feel your call or assignment initially. I mean, what are some of the hopes and dreams that you have for the city?
So some of the hopes and dreams that we have for the city are very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
As I was in prayer and asking the Lord, like, what is it you want from us? And how can we do church there?
Yeah.
Because every city is different.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't realize and what we should realize is there's brokenness everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's family issues everywhere. And there's divorces everywhere. And there's kids that are running crazy everywhere. And so for us, I think a big part of Nicole and I is restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we want to bring hope to the hopeless.
Yeah.
And bring healing to those who need to be healed. And I know the importance, though, of seeing families restored.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God wants to do something different.
Yeah.
I believe God is speaking through us and bringing in a message of not just hope and healing, but salvation. And that has been something that's been on my heart and been in my life, my
yeah.
calls. Everywhere I go, man, I want to tell somebody about Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just, even if I don't know them,
right.
you know, I just walk up to them at the gym, and they look at me like, you're crazy? But I want to tell some about Jesus because, you know, man, so many people today are dying and going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we're believers and we say who we are, then we have the boldness inside of us to speak the truth
yeah.
and win people to Christ. But so I don't want to just win people to Christ. There is something God put on my heart. And he said, you're going to win a lot of souls and you're going to see a lot of restoration. But in between that, you're going to disciple a lot of people. Matter of fact, God gave me an age group. And I'm probably letting a lot of people in on a lot of things.
No, that's awesome.
But this is our church family, and I trust you guys. But God said, you're going to reach between 18 and 28 in that area.
Yeah.
And you're not just going to be a church, but you're going to be a training center to raise up the next generation.
Amen.
And I really believe that. I believe God is going to do something and pour something out through us.
Yeah.
Not because it's Nicole and I.
Yeah.
It's because we said yes to God.
Yeah.
And we're going to be obedient and do what God
Amen.
Says.
Amen.
Even when it doesn't make sense. Who thought we would ever meet in a restaurant
right, yeah.
for a launch service?
Yeah.
To me, that was crazy. I'm looking at movie theaters. I'm looking at community centers. I'm looking at churches that are willing to rent their facilities. And I can't find any open doors. And then all of a sudden, I go into a place to eat. And God says, ask them. And I'm like, are you sure? And I asked the guy. And he goes, you can have my keys on Sundays. We're closed.
Wow.
Talk about favor.
Wow.
Talk about God.
Yeah.
I just know God wants to do something.
Amen.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous too.
Yeah, of course. Amen. Well, obviously, we're going to be praying for you. How can we pray for you? How can we pray for you? How can we get involved? How can we partner with what the Lord is going to be doing here at The Rock Church, Carson, LA? Share some of those things.
Yeah. I mean, Pastor Dan and Jess have been so gracious to allow our church to be a partner.
Mm-hmm.
To the point to say from their pulpit, hey, if you want to serve for a year,
yeah.
6 months,
yeah.
go talk to Pastor Donnie and Nicole.
Yeah.
If you want to give, scan this QR code, give, or tag Rock Church LA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just pray, pray for them.
Yeah.
So how can people get involved? I think that's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
So it's a few ways. One, if you want to be part of our launch team, reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Call the front desk here at the Rock Church.
Look for comment in the video.
Put a comment in the video. Look for a QR code on Instagram. Get involved that way. If you want to just pray for us, look, we can use all the prayer we can get. Planting a church is not an easy thing. I never went into it thinking it was an easy thing, but I went into it thinking I want an intercessory prayer team. I want people behind us praying for us. So maybe you're called to be a prayer warrior. And maybe that's just where God's asking you to be a part. Hey, if that's where it's at, do it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it. But maybe God's giving you a heart of generosity and you're at a place in your life where you can say, you know what, I can give a little here.
Yeah.
Whether you come and serve, come and help build, great. If not, you could always give, scan the QR code, put a comment in there asking where to give. We can provide that information for you. As well as you can go on our Rock Church and you can tag Rock Church LA, RCLA, and you can give that way. I mean, anything like that.
Yeah, so
it'd be great.
So the invitation again is, again, I know Pastor Dan and Jess have said it, you know, maybe you're listening to this podcast now and you've something in you wants to be a part of that. You know, again, you want to be part of the launch team. You want to commit X amount of time to serving and making that church your home and bringing what the gifts that you have to the team. Obviously, that would be a blessing and all those prayer ways. And you'll continue to hear things as we get closer. Actually, we have a launch date. And so maybe give even just some of the practical about the launch date, what that would look like. And we can put more or just even saying, you know, we're going to put all these things on social media. Is that going to be the best way?
Yeah, we're going to put all these things on social media. But yeah, I can let you know the launch date will be August 2nd at 10 a.m.
Amen.
We could throw details on our social media as where we're going to be meeting. But yeah, we're excited and we plan on doing a prayer / Bible study in that and reaching the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've never been to Carson. We don't live in Carson at the moment. But God has put Carson in our heart, and it's a city where we're going to reach.
Yeah.
And so the way I think it looks is we'll start off in a Greek restaurant, and I feel God is just going to grow it from outside there.
Yeah.
And I believe that God is going to do great things. Actually, I have a feeling, and I'll be bold and say it in faith, but I don't think we'll be in that restaurant very long.
Yeah, come on.
I really feel God gave me maybe a month, if that. And we're going to grow it because God wants to do something, not because it's us, not because it's the Rock San Bernardino, not because Pastor Dan and Jess are sending us, not because it's Pastor Donnie and Nicole, because it's God.
Amen.
And when God wants to do something, God's going to do it.
Yeah. I love that, Pastor Donnie. Again, I thank you for sharing your hearts on this. We all want to be a part. We all love the idea of seeing the kingdom expand. And then if you're a part of the Rock Church family, it's even more exciting because, you know, we've always believed it's more than just our city. We are the World Outreach Center. Just yesterday we had missionaries from China, but also we're sending missionaries from the IE out towards LA. And it is. It's a contextualization of the local area. As you guys get there, we just pray for favor for you guys. And again, so for those of you listening, follow Pastor Donnie, follow Pastor Nicole, follow the Rock Church LA and all that God is doing. And even if that's not your journey, there are things in your story and things that you shared today that I know bless all of us, because some of the takeaways just hearing, like, knowing that God puts stuff in people's heart ahead of time, right? He placed this seed. There was, again, I've known you for all along the years. I remember when we were just young guys, just believing that God would do, that we would be allowed to do something mighty for that God would just use us in any capacity. And whether it was dreams of leading a church or just God, I'll say yes. Obviously, we all in our naivete, we didn't know the cost of all those things. But at the same time, these were things, they make sense. And when they make sense, it's because you guys have always been faithful. You've always been obedient. You've always said yes to the call that God has placed on your heart. And I believe many of our listeners are doing the same thing. And they're going to walk through some of those doors and just trust in that the Lord is guiding you every step of the way. Man, what a blessing. Any closing thoughts, Pastor Donnie, that you have?
Yeah, I have some closing thoughts. For anyone who's listening, my closing thought would be this. No matter how big the dream is, no matter how big it seems to you, no matter what it's going to take, if God is asking you to do it, then do it.
Yeah.
Because God will provide everything that you need in order to do it. Remember that. I'm going to say it again. No matter how big the dream is, no matter how big the thought is, no matter what it may look like, because it can look scary. But if God is asking you and God wants you to do it, let me just say it like this. Anything God wants, God's going to do. And if you step out in obedience and do it, you'll see the blessings of God follow it. We stepped out and we've already seen the blessings of God move. We didn't know how it was going to happen, and we still don't. But to see the favor that God has been giving us every time I step into the city of Carson with people or places, I know it's God. Why? Because we were obedient and did what God asked us to do. So let me encourage you. Be obedient. Do what God is asking, no matter what the cost is. And always remember, there's a cost to your yes. Mm-hmm. But there's also a great reward on the other side of what it cost.
Amen. Praise God, Pastor Donnie. Thank you again so much. We're going to be praying for you. We're excited. Rock Church family, Rock Life Podcast family, we are pumped. Thank you again. We will see you next time. Like, comment, share, subscribe, all the things that help get the word out about this conversation, but also that will bless you. If it blessed you, share with others to bless them. Love you guys. Talk to you next time.